This is the Baseball Insider with Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell here at MSONewsSports.com. And Andy, we talked a week ago. The Sox were on a little bit of a skid going into that podcast. In between, a Yankee series sweep. Now back on a little bit of a skid with the Astros here. So welcome.
Well, happy to be back once again. And as I told you the last time we talked, you'll probably not see the Red Sox get back into first place again this season. And they're continuing to prove me right. You're right. The Red Sox were on a little bit of a down note when we talked, and they picked things up and went on the winning streak. And now they're showing their true colors again as they have been roughed up by the Astros the last two nights. Last night falling 8-3 at Fenway. Nathan Eovaldi took the loss. He gave up five runs and 5 2/3 innings of work. So the Sox wrap up this three-game series with the Astros tonight. Then they'll welcome in the Toronto Blue Jays for four games. Red Sox find themselves at 37-25. Second place in the AL East. They're a game and a half behind the Rays.
The Buffalo Jays, right?
Yes, the Buffalo Blue Jays at this moment, yes. Yeah. Will they get back to Toronto ever? We'll have to wait and see. Not anytime soon.
I know. Okay, so let's go to the past week here, Andy. So what has happened this past week?
Well, since last we talked, last Thursday, the Red Sox did beat the Astros 5-1 in Houston. The Sox ended a three-game skid in that one. Christian Arroyo hit a three-run home run, and Martin Perez pitched his best game as a member of the Red Sox, throwing 7 2/3 shutout innings. Then on Friday, the Red Sox headed into New York, and they beat the Yankees 5-2, ending an 11-game losing streak at Yankee Stadium. They followed that up on Saturday with a 7-3 win over the Bronx Bombers, Sox scoring four runs at the top of the eighth to break a three all tie. Then on Sunday, in extra innings, the Sox beat the Yankees 6-5, making it the Sox' first three-game sweep at Yankee Stadium since June of 2011. Sox came home on Monday for a makeup game against the Marlins from a game that was rained out back at the end of May. Christian Arroyo led the way with two hits, two RBIs, but things have come crashing down since. The Astros came to town on Tuesday, ended the Sox' five-game winning streak, beating them 7-1. Martin Perez roughed up this time by Houston. He gave up six runs in just two innings of work. And then, of course, we already recapped what happened yesterday. So maybe the Sox can salvage a game with the Astros today and see what happens against the Blue Jays over the weekend. We'll just have to wait and see.
Andy, Red Sox, obviously hoping for better things from Eovaldi, I'm sure. But what's the latest with Chris Sale?
Well, Chris Sale, he was actually at Fenway Park on Tuesday. He threw a 25-pitch bullpen session, so there's some rumblings going on that maybe Chris Sale will appear on the mound for the Red Sox at some point this season. Most likely not until August, probably at the earliest, maybe late July, but as he keeps building up, he obviously will be going out for a rehab assignment and whatnot, but the hope is he'll be able to contribute in some way before the end of the season.
You know, I feel I could throw a 25-pitch bullpen session too, but that doesn't bode well for the Red Sox, though, you know.
And you probably head right to the injured list right after the bullpen session.
Exactly. There you go. All right. And Dustin Pedroia, to be honored. That story came out in the last week as well.
Yeah, he will be honored by the Red Sox before our Yankees game at Fenway on June 25th. So it's a well-deserved honor for Dustin. Not retiring his number or anything like that, but it'll be like a Dustin Pedroia night. So that'll be nice to see. And, again, well-deserved honor.
At least he's not announcing a possible comeback. Yeah.
I agree with you there.
Okay. All right, any other Red Sox news notes from the past week, Andy?
Yeah, since we last spoke, they've added former closer Brendan Workman to the roster. They designated pitcher Colton Brewer for assignment. Red Sox also receiving their players to be named later in the Andrew Benintendi trade with the Royals. They picked up minor league pitchers Luis De La Rosa and Grant Gambrill, as well as outfielder Freddy Valdez. So will we ever see any of these players at Fenway? That remains to be seen, but the deal is wrapped up. And on the other side, Benintendi's having a very nice season with the Royals. I think the Red Sox fans would like to see him still in the outfield for us, but that's another story for another time.
Yeah, exactly. And other notes, is there anything else?
Well, another pitcher along with Chris Sale trying to work their way back to the team, Ryan Brazier. He was on a rehab assignment pitching a simulated game in Fort Myers last Saturday. He was hit in the face by a line drive. He was taken to the hospital. He does have a concussion, so his recovery from his calf strain will be a pushback, obviously longer with the concussion situation. So wishing Brazier all the best, and maybe he can add to the Sox bullpen toward the end of the season.
You're beginning to sound like a doctor, Andy. Man. Okay, so every week you give us the preview on the Nesson Plus Red Sox feature game. So what's up today?
Well, Red Sox on this day, Nesson Plus, first pitch coming your way this afternoon at 1 o'clock. It's a game from June the 10th of 2013, Red Sox beating the Rays 10-8 in 14 innings down in Tampa. The big hitting star of the day, catcher Jared Saltalamacchia. Four hits, he drove in three runs.
Jared Saltalamacchia. We always get some interesting names coming back here in this podcast, for sure.
Yeah, got to bring up the good names like that.
Exactly. Man. All right, Andy, Major League Baseball news notes. What do you have for us?
Well, back on Sunday, Reds outfielder Jesse Winker became the first player in team history, hitting three home runs in a game twice in the same season. Pretty interesting when you think of some of the great power hitters the Reds have had over the years, and that's never been done before. And then also on Sunday, Tony La Russa moved into second place with the most wins as a manager with 2,764, passing John McGraw. Connie Mack has the most wins all time as a manager with 3,731.
All I can say is I hope La Russa never catches Connie Mack.
Well, he could be sitting in that dugout till he's 90-plus years old. I guess it's not out of the question, but I think Connie Mack's record is safe on that one.
I would think so, but yeah, I got you. But La Russa won't quit. All right, yeah. Other news notes?
On Tuesday of this past week, Angels pitcher and designated hitter Shohei Ohtani hit a massive 470-foot home run, the longest of his career. And some other notes out of Major League Baseball. The league is trying to continue how to crack down on the potential doctoring of baseballs by pitchers. So I guess umpires are going to start cracking down on these sticky substances, looking more at the baseballs, and they could be tossing pitchers out of the game if they find any illegal substances. So this is something that's starting to rear its ugly head in the game. They're saying that these sticky substances on balls are causing the spin rate to go up, and it's obviously making it harder for batters to hit the balls. So they've been taking balls in off of, when they go out of play and testing them and looking at them, so they're finding a lot of miscellaneous things on these balls. So we'll see how the league's going to handle that going forward.
Yeah, it's amazing that we're still dealing with this. I thought we solved this in the 70s or 80s for, man.
We just have to worry about Gaylord Perry with throwing his spitballs or what have you. But now there's all kinds of other sticky substances getting involved. So it's crazy when you think about it.
Exactly.
Always looking for an edge, Bill, that's for sure.
That's all right. That's, you got it. Other Major League Baseball notes from around baseball?
Well, we mentioned the Blue Jays a few minutes ago. They have announced that they will play their home games in Buffalo until at least July 21st due to the border restrictions with Canada. And Mike Marshall, who became the first relief pitcher to win the Cy Young Award when he set a major league record pitching in 106 games for the Dodgers back in 1974, passed away last week at the age of 78. Marshall also holds the record for games pitched in the American League with 90 for the Twins back in 1979. In his career, Marshall also pitched for the Tigers, Pilots, Expos, Rangers, and Mets.
That would have been the Seattle Pilots, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. You always got to bring up, we mentioned some good names in this podcast, and how often have we mentioned the Seattle Pilots? That's always good to get them back in the fold.
I'll tell you, when I was a kid, Andy, the Jim Boughton book came out, and I loved that book. I mean, I never read anything like that before, but it was, and I was thinking of it the other day, to be honest with you. It's a quick read, very quick read, even for a youngster like myself back then. So it's got to be, hopefully it's a little even quicker now, but I was thinking it would be fun to reread it at some point.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. That would be a good way to, once the baseball season ends, to go through the winter with some good baseball reading, and we'll put that at the top of the list.
There you go. All right. Anything else, Andy, you want to share with us? Any final concluding thought on our Red Sox?
Well, I mean, my major concern right now is, obviously the starting pitching the last couple of nights obviously has not been productive at all, but I'm still concerned about the spots in the batting order with just some putrid numbers. I mean, just to be totally honest, I mean, you look at their leadoff hitter the last few nights, they're using Danny Santana, and he's batting .113 at this point. He's certainly not being a leadoff hitter by any stretch of the imagination. And some other holes in the lineup, you still have Marwin Gonzalez getting a lot of playing time, batting under .200. Kike Hernandez isn't offering much. He was installed as a leadoff hitter for most of the season. He's got his average up to .233 at this point. So there are some really easy outs in this lineup at this point. So they got to try to get that organized and get a little more of a consistent flow top to bottom, and Still, the pitching has been decent overall. He really can't complain too much. So hopefully the next time around, Martin Perez and Eovaldi can get back in the winning groove and see what happens today and over the weekend.
No, you're right about that. All right, Andy, always great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carboni. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.com.